You're listening to the Freelance Blend Podcast, episode 185.
Welcome to the Freelance Blend Podcast, where we entertain, educate, and engage freelancers from the Philippines and across the globe. And now, here's your host, Marv De Leon.
Hello, guys. This is Marv De Leon. I am the host of Freelance Blend Podcast and also the blogger at freelanceblend.com and also the admin of this Samahan business support, small business support group on Facebook. And with me are my lovely regular guests. Lovely kasi wala pa yung isa nating guest. Oh, medyo na-stop somewhere.
So, because
yeah, because of last minute, and then may craving pala siya. So si Shoden, yung aking co-host, is sana makahabol. But siguro we can start with Rona. Introduce herself sa mga hindi pa nakakapanyari.
Hello everyone, I'm Rona. I'm a producer from Sinodoro Productions. We do film and video production, mostly focusing on digital commercials or digital content, documentaries, events coverage, and international productions.
All right. Thank you, Rona. Erlene?
Yeah. So hi, everyone. This is H, and I'm a content strategist. I'm also the co-founder for Creative Labs PH. So it's a digital marketing agency. And I'm also a marketing director for a local event space. So basically what I do is SEO writing and content strategy as well as digital marketing.
All right. Tama-tama sa ating topic for today. And last but not the least, Dace.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. I'm Dace. I'm a creator, online business manager, and system strategist. And basically what I do is I help overwhelmed entrepreneurs create clarity from chaos in their business with systems and streamlined operations.
All right. Thank you, Dace. So, sa ating mga viewers, please comment hello or anything so that we know na you can, walang technical problems sa ating feed today. Mukhang wala naman. So, yan, may mga, ayan, si H pala yung nag-comment. So, please comment then kung saan kayo ngayon nanonood, sa ang parte ng mundo. Alright. So siguro yung just a background on COVID break, we started doing this. This is the third one. We started doing this 3 weeks ago kasi we, parang third week na, every week we do this. So we started it to para lang hang out with fellow freelancers and entrepreneurs while we were coping with COVID and to maybe come up with ideas so that we can thrive in this crisis that we're experiencing right now. And since then, we've been like last week, we had a guest, si Fitz and si Fidla Fuerte and Ms. Ditas, who shared with us yung mga experiences nila with handling COVID yung for their business. So now, we'd like to talk about yung marketing in the time of COVID. So a few days ago, I posted in my wall sa Facebook, ano ba yung mga affected na mga service-based business ng COVID, ng ating COVID crisis. And maraming sumagot, and we thought of helping them, yung mga most affected by this crisis, with solutions in terms of their marketing based on our collective experience doing different stuff under the marketing umbrella. So like si Rona is video, si H content, si Days One systems then, and digital marketing. So hopefully we can come up with ideas. We're not saying na these are yung answers talaga kasi napaka-broad ng marketing and yung mga problems din, iba-iba. So we try to do our best to come up with examples for you guys para naman after this session, you have ideas that you can implement immediately for your business. All right, so mukhang okay naman yung ating feed, no? Wala namang nagsasabing hindi sila maka hindi tayo mapanood. Okay, so I'll just share my screen. So we prepared a presentation for you guys para mas madaling ibigay yung ideas namin, but and feel free to ask questions and comment then if you have suggestions all throughout this presentation. All right. So, yan. Kita nyo naman yung aking PowerPoint, ang aking slides pala, mm-hmm. Google Slides. All right. So, before we go through the what I'll talk about. So, this is an example of marketing naman in the time of SARS. So, this is a picture of yung team ni Jack Ma with Taobao. Yung history pala nito, they launched Taobao kasabay ng SARS outbreak last 2003. And it just shows na even if naka-quarantine sila, they were able to successfully launch the brand. And many years after, Taobao with its mother company, Alibaba, has grown into one of the largest e-commerce companies. So this just shows na even with crisis like SARS or COVID, meron mga winners and meron mga losers. So hopefully, dun tayo mapunta sa winners. And ito yung mga answers that we got from people when I posted on my wall yung ano ba yung mga most affected na businesses hit by the COVID season. Sabi nga ni Shoden, COVID season. Restaurants, barbershops, parlors, spas, dermas, derma dentists, laundry shop, repair services, real estate, etc., etc. So, ito lahat kasi I think yung service-based business because of social distancing, kailangan talaga may face-to-face interaction are the hardest hit by COVID. And so, this is something I also shared in my wall before, I think last week. So, who do you choose to be during this COVID-19? So, unfortunately, sa mga nakita natin sa Facebook, maraming nasa fear zone. They're in panic. But yung mga people who are thriving and who are successful because of despite this crisis in their business are in the learning and growth zone. So hopefully, with this mga sessions na ito, we move you from fear to learning and growth. And this is in a way related to the stages that I came up with to attack the current situation. So number one is awareness. Be aware of the current challenges and the limitations. So with the lockdown, ang daming limitations. So hindi ka basta-basta pwedeng lumabas ng bahay mo without a pass. Hindi ka rin basta-basta pwedeng lumabas ng barangay mo. It depends sa barangay, no? Depends sa city. May certain times lang. So, you have to be aware first. Ano ba yung limitations? Kasi, iba na ngayon. I mean, before, with the internet, parang naging nawala na yung borders. Pero ngayon, may borders na ulit because of this crisis. So, first, maging aware ka. And because of that, you can come up with solutions after that. Number two is to learn. Not just learn from YouTube videos or podcasts that we mentioned last week, but watch other and research how other service businesses are coping and are thriving, not just here, but also abroad. So the good thing na hindi naman nawala yung internet natin, so we can do research pa rin. In fact, hindi ko alam kung nakatanggap ako, PLTT subscriber, nag-text sila that they're boosting our internet services for free until April 30. I'm not sure kung kayo rin ba, I'm not sure with other providers kung ganun din.
Sa akin, actually, even before nagkaroon ng lockdown, talaga nagkaroon ng upgrade. So, dati, kasi we got the 50 Mbps plan ng PLDT. Tapos before before the lockdown, before everything happened, napansin namin nag 100 na siya. So it was good for us. Syempre dahil sa business is online, di ba? So mas maganda siya. Mas mabilis yung contact whenever you talk to like clients and ano. Pero meron ano eh, may times pa rin na mabagal eh. Napapansin niyo ba?
Yeah. So far like ito nakaka-stream ako tapos may gumagamit na iba. Parang mukhang okay naman. So hindi tayo sponsored by PLDT, but thank you very much,
PLDT. Yes, oo, super thankful.
Okay. Yes. So yeah, you have the resources now to research and watch what others are doing in social media, in their websites, etc. Number three is relevance. To attack the current situation, stay relevant even if your business is closed right now. So leverage the enormous amount naman of time people have. So we can discuss this pa later in detail sa mga strategies and tactics na i-share ni Rona. And lastly is to adapt. Be prepared to change the way you do things to adapt to the new normal. So for each stage, I'll go into further detail. So awareness, again, be aware of their current challenges and limitations. So ito yung mga questions that you should ask yourself. And I would suggest while doing this, if you have pen and paper there, if for you to answer these questions. So how can I still provide services now that our customers can no longer visit our shop? We can no longer visit our customers then. So yun nga, social distancing. So maging aware ka of this challenge. Don't be stuck nga in fear na, wala na, parang okay, wala na, tapos na, close na yung business. Kasi nga, walang makakapunta sa shop ko or hindi ako makakalabas. So wala na, parang give up na ako. Yun. So, yeah, that's the first question. Number two, how can you survive if the lockdown will extend for a month? So, yun din. So, like, di ba na-extend tayo for another 2 to 3 weeks? So, what if mag-extend pa for another month? So, ano bang... So, again, that's a limitation, another extension of the lockdown. So, first, yun yung first stage is to become aware of those limitations. Do you have comments or questions so far sa Facebook or kayo, guys? None so far.
I agree with this kasi malaking part talaga nung kahit anong bagay, malaking part yung awareness. Once you're aware of what's happening, dun ka magkakaroon ng rational decisions. So yes, this is a great way for you to start adapting to what's going on.
Tsaka parang parang board game na you don't just play a new game na hindi mo alam yung rules. So nag-iba na nga yung rules of the game ngayon. So you have to know that. You have to be aware of that. And suggest ko rin yung mga kung kayo yung mga designated people na lumalabas, once you're outside, parang be more observant. Ano ba yung nag-iba sa surroundings? Ano ba yung pwedeng opportunities na gawin ko for me and my business? All right. So stage two is to learn, watch, or research how other service businesses are coping here and abroad. So also consume content about your niche. So number one question, who are the top companies in my industry and how are they coping with the crisis? What are my competitors doing? How are they marketing their services? So simple Google search will give you yung ideas and ano ba ginagawa? For sure, this is a global crisis. Hindi lang naman sa Pilipinas, hindi lang naman sa barangay nyo. So let's, for example, you're a barbershop. So yung barbershop in China may be experiencing the same. You're a barbershop in the US. So paano ba nila ginagawa? How are they coping? So competitors, yung mga other barbershops around your neighborhood, paano ba sila nagko-cope? So yeah, list that down. Number two, what's working and not working for them? How have they adapted? So related yan sa number one. Number three, ayun, which channels in YouTube and podcasts about my niche should I subscribe to? So with YouTube and podcast, there's basically a channel related to your topic, no matter how niche down yung topic mo. So there are plenty of people doing or releasing content about your topic. So for sure meron yan. Just search and learn and see how and follow the tips na binibigay nila. Ang dami ngayong podcast na they are releasing episodes related to the crisis, how they are coping and how businesses are coping. So just do a simple research on YouTube and podcasts. Last naman is what promos or discounts for small businesses are out there that will help lower my expenses? Dito naman, for your own business, ano ba yung pwedeng maging, ang dami nag-release ng mga COVID response na mga discounts. In fact, kanina nag-share ako sa group yung mga companies that are giving out free tools for small businesses, like yung Office, Microsoft Office, Adobe. So it can also help you with your expenses. All right. Number three. So if you don't have questions or comments sa ating feed, sa ating Facebook page or Facebook group, I'll proceed. Pero just let me know kung may nag-question. Number three is relevance. Stay relevant even if your business is closed right now. So leverage enormous amount of time that people have now. So yun nga, na-extend pa yung crisis natin. So which means more time for, mauubusan din yan ng papanoorin. So if naubos na nila yung Netflix subscription nila, they might turn to information that will help them, educational. So if you are doing videos that Rona will discuss later in video marketing, then your target customers may discover you. So number one, how can my target customers discover me, see or hear from me? So yun nga, Facebook ba or YouTube or Instagram? And then number two, where do they spend most of their time now? So you have to know nasan ba yung audience mo. Again, are they on YouTube? Are they on TikTok? So you have to do research then and become relevant. Last, number four is to adapt. So ito na yung once you're aware of the limitations, you've done your research, and then it's time na to decide whether ano bang gagawin mo. Is it kung hindi match nga yung ginagawa mo before COVID to time of COVID, then you may need to pivot. So be prepared to change the way you do things to adapt to the new normal. So madalas natin na dinig to, yung the new normal. So may iba na kasi even after COVID, yung the way people do business, siguro kasi di ba, parang may possibility na maulit pa rin yung COVID. Yung mga other people who naging positive sa COVID, merong sinasabi sila na umulit. So imagine yung face-to-face communication with clients, yung shaking of hands, so yung client visits, may iba na talaga. So ito na yung magiging new normal. So number one question, what can I change in my business model, processes, services, so that I can stay relevant during and after the crisis? Number two, how can I make my business crisis-proof? Number three, what other services or products can I offer that can overcome the limitations? So, yun, maybe yung current na products or services mo, hindi nga, it's not possible to service your customers now. Maybe you can think of maybe selling products related to your services. So if you're Balik tayo sa example ng barber, yung mga grooming products, yung aftershave, I don't know. So maybe you can offer that as a, or yung mga gunting. You can sell scissors for people and then do how to cut your hair by yourself or how to teach your spouse to cut your hair or something like that. And then may kit ka, yung self-grooming kit. So, and then sell that online. Number four, what do I change in my marketing strategies? Do I need to tap a new market? So, baka nga hindi na relevant yung current market mo. Baka you need to change and adapt your, tap a new market. So, ito yung four examples, four stages natin to attack the crisis. So, guys, do you have inputs on this? Questions, comments?
For adapting, maybe I can share something.
Sure.
I also discovered this from another webinar speaking of, you know, the content that you can consume right now. Parang yung framework basically is, halimbawa, like what you said, if you are a barbershop or a salon, there was an example that in the States, there was this salon who definitely was losing money because they couldn't do their usual services. So they decided to productize and make a hair coloring kit. So sa kanila, ganun na may ginawa nila. Yung signature formula nila, na it's like this, their own blend, they made it a product. It reminds me also of how Le Bear, there's also a waxing salon here locally. They also have this, they developed a product line. And this is something they've done already, around 2 years ago pa or even longer. Pero definitely ngayon, mas kinakapitalize nila yun. So the idea of maximizing the aspects to your business that you normally didn't used to before. So parang, halimbawa yun, kasi parang side, ano lang siya, side income siya dati. Pero ngayon, yun na yung maaasahan mo na pambawi kahit paano. Yung paano mo siya going product.
Yeah, that's the right word, yung productizing your service. So usually, ginagamit yung term na productize sa freelancing world. Now, even service-based businesses can productize their services.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me share my screen ulit. Natatawa ka, H.
Sabihin ko sana si Daisy.
Turuan. Okay, so here are case studies that I found online. Yung mga how businesses are coping or attacking this crisis. So this is an example. This is a local summer camp. In fact, we were supposed to enroll our children dito sa abottala.com. Nag-sign up na kami pre-COVID pa. But yung nag-COVID, parang naisip, ano kaya mangyari? And they sent us an email. So sila yung nag-initiate na you can still instead of yung siyempre wala nang yung physical summer program, they converted it online. So they were able to adapt kaagad. So this is abottala.com. You can check it out. So ayun, so ang galing nila, they were able to adapt kaagad, turning their offline program into an online summer program. Another example, this is something I shared also in the group before, yung Asheville Strong. What they do is they support local businesses by giving away, selling gift cards. And then yung gift card, pwede kang bumili nun, and then you can use that gift card after the lockdown, after the quarantine. So parang you're helping the businesses by giving parang advance payment for their services, pero they will deliver the service or give you the product after the crisis. So this is a good initiative na parang helping them the community by parang yun, buying these gift cards. Hopefully may gumawa nito dito. I'm not sure kung meron na. So hopefully someone will start something like this here. For Lazada, so we know that for Lazada, ang available na lang online to buy are essential items. But yung kanilang other cash cows, like yung mga electronics, etc., so hindi na pwede. So ito yung, again, the new rules na hindi pwede i-deliver to. So what they do, so to stay relevant and that so that people can still come back to their website, they're hosting mga live na performances by artists. So you can see here Dua Lipa, sa locally sila Marvie Almalbis, Itchy Worms, etc. So you can watch this from the app, Lazada app. So this is how they are adapting. So it makes yung kanina relevance, it still makes them relevant kahit mas bumaba yung sales nila, mas bumaba yung visits sa site, people will still go to their site and remember them even yun nga, during the crisis. This is an example. I believe this is in Singapore. So Zouk is a club in Singapore. Correct me if I'm wrong. Basta alam ko it's a club in Singapore. And then Razer is a gaming platform, and Bigo Live naman is a streaming platform. So they joined forces to ano naman, parang cloud clubbing. So online partying naman na so syempre hindi na makakapag club ang mga millennials natin or young ones natin right now, but pwede pa rin ngayon online. So this is how they are adapting naman. This is Mindcare Club. This is a local startup. Ito naman, they allow psychiatrists, psychologists, and counselors to use yung their platform to do to connect with their clients. So definitely mahirap din or hindi ka makapunta sa hospitals or clinics right now for mental health your requirements. So ito yung tinatawag nilang telemental health. So this is again a local startup na so even yung mga psychiatrists, psychologists, and counselors can still do their practice online. Another example, this is what I found for barbershops. Sa China ito, I'm not saying na pwede natin gawin to, but I'm just showing na they are becoming resourceful by doing long distance haircuts. If you can see in the screen na may mahaba silang, I don't know paano nila ginagawa to. But siguro, medyo matatakot ako sa ganito. But again, they are adapting.
Magkano kaya may discount kaya yung ano na yun, yung haircut na yun?
Oh, parang mas mahal dapat yun. Ang hirap, tingnan.
Di mo dapat sana mas mura air, kasi no? Baka magupit kasi yung ano mo.
Oo oh, nga, no? Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. Or something. This is yoga. I know merong example si Shoden last week showed yung yoga studio. This is another one in the US naman where you can sign up sa website nila yogafury.com for daily yoga classes. But you need to sign up via email para maging part ng list. So this is good kasi you're also collecting your leads which we can market to after the crisis. So this one of example of lead generation na rin. This is another example kasi ito yung mga sinabi sa yung sa Facebook wall ko, yung real estate, ano pa ba, like yung barbershop example. So this real estate company, they're doing their virtual tours instead of yung house home tour, physical virtual tours na lang, and video client meetings. So they have also adapted. So this is their response to COVID. And then I think this is a nail salon, Post Beauty Boutique. So you can check them out on Instagram. They're offering naman. So definitely, mahirap to do this. Yung syempre, ito talaga, kailangan hawakan yung kamay. But they're doing this for free sa mga, parang you're giving back to the community. They're giving free pedicure sa mga frontline workers, restaurant employees, bar employees, etc. Free pedicure after the crisis. So this is a way for them to stay relevant nga and keep them top of mind sa kanilang market. Lastly, laundry shop. This is, I think, in the States. Instead of coin, they're allowing naman parang you pay through your mobile phone. So just tap. Definitely this will require investment kasi syempre iba yung technology for this. But this just shows as well that even laundry shops are adapting to this crisis. Okay, so yun yung aking share for this COVID break. And before we go to Rona, let's check kung merong questions sa ating Facebook group.
Ako directly nasa events business right now. So yun nga, na-mention ko nga na I'm also the marketing director for on events venue here in Taytay. Now, it's really important for us, especially dun sa events, dahil kami yung unang-una talaga na naapektuhan kasi nga, bawal yung bawal yung mga gatherings . So, talaga ramdam mo na yung mga nasa events business, like mga organizers, caterers, tapos mga stylists, lahat sila naapektuhan. But the good thing is, ito lang kasi, there are two results na pwede mo makuha. So yun nga, it's either you slump and just give in to what's happening, or you step up and contribute to the current situation. So ako, I'm so happy that I still see those who are in the events place or events market na nag-share sila ng knowledge nila. So, meron mga nagla-live to share their, like, for makeup artists. Meron yung mga nagla-live to share ng tutorials. Meron naman yung tuloy-tuloy yung mga blogging or yung mga status nila posting about tips and what to do for events. And for us, ang kagandahan kasi sa amin, before we even started marketing, kasi bago lang yung place namin we officially started last January. Nakaplano na din talaga kami when it comes to the marketing side. So yung tawa ko, dahil na digital marketing, doon kami strong. So technically sa amin, walang masyadong pinag-iba. So it's just that instead of focusing on what we're sharing right now, ang ginagawa namin is we're doing interviews, not only for us, na maging sustainable yung strategy namin, but also for those who are partnered with us. So we're currently sharing videos. We're currently doing interviews with our partner providers. And it was also a good thing kasi I also launched like this digital marketing expo or workshop na nag-invite kami ng mga speakers like Days, like Shoden to teach digital marketing kasi ito na nga talaga yung trend . So basically sa atin, mga digital marketers, there's nothing new. Kasi sanay na tayo dito. Sanay na tayo ng working from home. And it's a good thing that we're here, that we're at the top of the game na. Kasi nga, now we are able to share to those who are pivoting and those who are trying to adapt to the digital world. So it's definitely true na affected talaga lahat, especially sa events. But it's also good that people are taking advantage of the free time to learn and also to share their knowledge. So yes, I agree with all of those in the list, na yung four stages. And definitely everyone should be going towards that instead of us focusing on kung ano yung day, sorry. Yun din . Kumbaga parang last time pinag-usapan natin yung video. I was talking to Shoden about videos din naman kasi I did an interview with him last week. So bago pag-present si Rona, I would also like to ask din, parang siguro later on na, maybe you can also share tips kung paano yung i-overcome. Kasi maraming conscious sa itsura nila in front of the camera, diba? So, ako, I would love to ask if you have any tips then later on para for people to go in front of the camera and let go of their inhibitions and just say what, kung ga, share their message.
Right.
Yun lang.
True, true. Yan. Days, anything to add?
No, except that I agree to what have been discussed so far, and I'll just save my bit for later, more of a summary side, because I have been receiving a lot of questions then from friends who have like service-based businesses. So I go through a four-step audit with them. That's what I'm going to share later. And also just from experience, because I have three service-based businesses that have been affected. So for later.
Right. Yeah. Great.
Represent. We're going to be representing all of their questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So are you ready, Rona?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's do this. Okay.
All right.
So,
keep on your screen.
Yeah. And I'm just going to say next na lang, no?
Okay. Yes. Next up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Oh, sige, yun na tayo. So, video content. I feel like it's good that this is also an opportunity to discuss this format or this medium, because not a lot of people feel like it's easy to do. You know, maraming tao nga kagaya na sinabi ni H, medyo na-intimidate sila or na-conscious sila masyado to do video, and they don't really know where to start, or they don't really see the value kapag video yung pinapost sa mga channels natin.
So, sorry.
Okay lang. There you go.
Sorry.
So for people who have an idea of what marketing is, so this is just to clarify it further, what video content is and what it's supposed to be. Because this is also not just a matter of shooting a video na parang hindi lang to gagawa ka lang ng short film or what, tapos post mo lang. So it's still about strategy, it's still about content, and it's still under the umbrella of digital content or content marketing. Now, video content marketing is, it's using video aligned with a specific content strategy to help reach a specific goal, and always having in mind who you're making this for. So, hindi pa rin mawawala na sino ba yung audience mo, sino ba yung mga customers na kailangan mong maalala ka or kailangan mong ma-reach na bagong mga customers. And at the same time, yung timing, when and where to release. So, we're very fortunate right now, it's a lot easier to post on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. And for every platform, may kanya-kanyang audience yan. So, depende na lang talaga. And at the same time nga yung timing. Kapag live siya, kapag pre-recorded siya, or kapag short clip lang siya na dilagay ninyo. So, dati pa nating alam when it comes to the online behaviors of people that we used to, I think the trend has changed before, because before we always had this notion that people had a short attention span. So within the first 5 seconds, kailangan maganda na yung entrada ng video mo para panoorin ka nila. So that's a good opportunity now because we're not as hectic as usual with everyday life. Meaning, yung short attention span na yan, mas mataas yung chances mo na talagang they're going to stay anyway because there's not a lot of things to do and a lot of people are more glued to their screens. And at the same time, mas prevalent na yung binge-watching culture o yung endless scrolling sa formats na nangyari sa mga platforms na to. So again, it increases your chances to really capture your desired audience. So there, next please.
Yeah, so you're saying, Rona, parang ngayon, maraming, yung sabi natin kanina, people have enormous amount of time now to watch.
Yeah.
So parang mas patient sila.
Uh-oh.
So hindi kailangan yung parang dati na we're fighting for that short attention span. Sabi
yes.
nila na shorter pa than a goldfish.
Uh-oh.
Siguro ngayon, ano na kaya?
Dati kasi historically, yung approach with video is kailangan within the first 5-7 seconds, may hook ka na or parang interesting na agad yung opening ng video mo para lang tumigil sila sa kaka-scroll at panoorin nila yung buong clip ngayon or bago nila ma-skip yung ad. Ngayon kasi, your chances of them staying are much better. So you don't have to really get pressured to parang mislead them or parang useless lang yung hook mo or what. Kung halimbawa yan, alam na nila kung live streaming, alam na nila na medyo 30 minutes to, 1 hour to, and they're okay with that. They're okay with that kasi they don't have anywhere else to go right now, or they're much more willing to sit down and learn, and they're much more open to it. So it's an unusual opportunity that video can definitely take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tama. I just would like to add again, no? Parang example, like example, itong we did our first COVID break sa Facebook page ng Freelance Blend, which is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, mga 5,000 likes. Siguro in a week, we got 1,000 views. And then we started an experiment, I created this new group, yung Samahan group, na right now 100 lang palang ata, parang ganon. And then we had our video last week na parang 400 views na agad siya. For a new group, tapos ganun pa rin, parang versus yun nga, comparing a freelance, may ilang years yung Freelance Blend itong new group, pero yung watch time parang baka maging 1,000 din yung video natin last week, di ba? So parang I think with that sort of experiment, we're showing na yun nga, parang even long videos, we 1.5 hours yun. And with you, even if bago yung group mo, because nga, prime time, people are watching.
Yeah.
They have all the time to watch right now.
Right, right. So it's definitely smart. Now, if there was a time that you haven't, if before you never really had the opportunity or inclination to do video, ngayon talaga, this is a good time to experiment with it. So, sige, next.
All right.
Thank you. So, for this, I've divided it because on the right, you have the various formats. So, these are the types of video we often see in our feed. You have the live stream, webinars, how-to or product demos. So, especially maybe next week when we go into product-based businesses, we can come back to that. Client testimonials or customer testimonial videos. And then, especially for industries like real estate or any industry that involves places. Meron na tayong 360 experience ngayon or tours. We have infomercial, explainers, company culture, spotlight story or profiles, brand films, and vlogging. So this feels like an overwhelming list, but really, it's quite simple. It really does depend kung ano yung gusto mo ma-try dyan. But what I want to discuss instead is, you know, the basis of the video content. So that's on the left. As you can see there, if you were to group the three main ways or three main categories of how you can think about the content mismo, these are the three main things that we can do, especially now. So the first would be expertise and education, origins and culture of your business, of your company, and then social proof and impact, especially ngayon na marami tayong community-based or for the community activities. So we can go to the first one, expertise and education. Next, please. The basis, right? So you have those three bases of video. But before we get there, I just wanted to share, right? For people who aren't so clear, it's not really clear in their head yet. So ano ba mararating ng video ko? Bakit ko siya gagawin? Ano ba yung direct relation or result niya when it comes to actually reaching the clients and actually having them do what I would like them to do? So the advantage of this or the benefits would be as follows kung susundan natin yung sinasabi natin effective video content journey. So the first is definitely brand awareness or brand discovery, especially if you want to stand out, especially if, you know, there's already a lot of the usual images or text photo posts lang. It can definitely convey more of your company in a shorter amount of time in a more emotional and powerful way. So that's the first one. And when you have that, you definitely increase your online presence. The ads that would play or the videos that you can share and lalo kung very shareable yung content mo, magtaas yung chances mo na lalaki na yung online presence natin. And next, it reveals, definitely, it reveals more of the character of your business or the personality. Kasi nandiyan na yung lahat ng elements, eh. Nandiyan na yung from the point of view of choosing the music, to the voiceover, for example, or kung sino yung face. Like, it definitely puts a face to your business. Lalo na kung marami kang competitors, lalo na kung bagong business ka pa lang, or lalo na kung hindi pa alam ng tao what makes your business unique, it definitely is, you can definitely take advantage and show that better. And speaking of character, so halimbawa na lang, kanina yung example, barbershop, right? There are barbershops, for example, that cater to more of like the upper class. So, yung videos pa lang na magagawa nila, and kung yun yung gusto nilang engage na audience, mas ano, mas direct, or mas makukuha nila agad. Kasi nandun na eh, nandun na yung pinaka-look, yung pinaka-voice ng brand mo. So, that's really definitely the advantage. And then when you have that, you will then have consistent engagement. So, this is both ways, no? When you have people commenting, asking questions, you also have a better idea of, okay, what part of my business do people not understand so much? May mga business or may mga service-based business kasi na straightforward, like a salon or a laundry shop, alam na natin kung anong service na. But you know, what if your business is kind of more on the abstract? You're kind of selling the abstract sometimes. So I would say those businesses are businesses like insurance or financial advice or tutorials, parang kailangan ng tao na mas specific yan. Parang what kind of tutorial ba? Or ano ba yung method mo of teaching kids or people? Or especially if it's like a summer camp, na parang ano ba yung level dito? So it's a lot more abstract. So it's definitely a lot better to show it on video and to also be able to engage the audience better on being able to clarify what it is that you're selling. And then when you have that, of course, it can follow that you're able to build more brand trust and gain loyalty. And finally, which is what we all want as marketing people or as a marketing objective, is achieving what we want the clients to do. So whether that's after the lockdown, after the ECQ, na they'll go to your shop, they'll go to your store, they'll avail of your service, or for them to also buy na pre-selling, for example, in advance or book in advance. So that could definitely happen. So these are just really a list of benefits. It can flow this way. Sometimes it can happen also simultaneously. Diba? So it's just one flow that could happen with strong video content. So there. So we can see here that there are things that's unique to video that can really help with your CPE, that can really help you stand out as well. So there.
So this question, Rona, for this, so this journey, pwede mong pagdaanan yan if you're the viewer, no matter how long or short the video is.
Exactly.
You can do that in seconds or minutes.
It can happen, this journey, it can happen right away sometimes. Uso rin to, or mapapansin mo to, ang pinakamabilis na conversion, kumbaga, na may isip ko ngayon is e-commerce. So for example, you have these, you have a video clip of a girl using an exercise equipment. Tapos, right below that, may nakalagay na agad na buy now. Diba? So, minsan, nag-sobrang effective niya with impulse buying or instantaneous buying. Na kita nila agad, mas naintindihan nila agad paano ginagamit yung product, na mas na-reach sila agad. For example, exercise equipment for women. And because the video was produced in a way that the customers could relate to the person using the product on the video, parang nakita nila yung sarili nila doon na parang, kayo, pwede naman ako yung taong yan, I can be as sexy as her. Mas nagre-resonate eh. Mas effective sa kanila. Mas may influence. Kaya, pag nakita nila right below that video, pag nakita nila na may promo, limited time offer, buy now, biglang behavior agad na, sige, bilhin na. So, that's the shortest way that's pretty common in e-commerce actually. Especially for products. Kasi minsan, kapag product lang, lalo na kung exercise equipment, minsan, ano pa nga eh, hindi pa clear sa mga taong hindi naman familiar with exercise, some exercise equipment, so you're not really sure if it's really useful or how we can use it. But when somebody shows it to us, a demo, for example, a video demo, then it becomes much more enticing to buy. So there, that's just one example for e-commerce.
All right. Yeah. So next.
Yes, yes. Okay. So specifically in the context of COVID, what does your brand stand for, right? So you go back to what is your mission, vision, what is your purpose, and then align it to there. So hindi naman lahat ng business makukonnect mo agad sa health issues or sa crisis issues. So sometimes you have to be a little more creative in a way that, okay, what's the overlap? What do I have in common? Or what can I identify as still part of my mission vision as a business? So if you do already have existing content that you were planning to publish, for example, in advance, you already had a promo sana for the summer or the next coming months, but then now it just feels like it would be out of touch or insensitive, then you have to adjust it. Hindi mo pwedeng pilitin na, okay, sige, nagawa na tong content na to, post ko na rin. Kasi wala rin, hindi rin niya ma-achieve yung results mo, lalo na kung ang dating sa tao ay medyo out of touch ka or insensitive ka. So instead, if it's possible, in some way, be empathetic and be proactive with the content that you do post. So these are general guidelines. And then at the same time, especially now, especially for small businesses, it's super important that we can also highlight employee-generated content, and we can also use that. So these are human stories, you know, as a business, as a team, as a family in the workplace, how are we coping? What's happening to us? How can we make it relatable to our customers so that it really still comes across as sincere, right? Kasi tao-tao naman talaga. Everybody has a lot of universal experiences that we can share, even from the business to the from the business side to the customer side. Okay. And then aligned there, creating helpful content. So again, you can look at ways to find. You can look for ways. How will I be able to post something that is inspiring, educating, entertaining? And then yeah. As long as you focus on helping, and this was already something that even from the very first COVID break session we had, we were already talking about, as long as your focus is on helping and not being self-serving, the customers will have you top of mind, especially after the end of ECQ. And that's my last general guideline for your brand in the COVID context, is remembering that there is an end to this. And when it does happen already, your customers will be there. And as long as, you know, you did your best, there's a good chance that they will come to you, they will remember you. And somehow that can be the start of your rebuilding process. So there. Next, please. So kung yun yung general guidelines, balikan natin kanina yung mga bases, di ba? What are the three main ways that I can come up with content or think about content? And then what are the equivalent formats that I can use? So first of all, this is also very crucial now. The first is being able to share your expertise and educate. So for example, you have professionals in your business with whatever it is that they're skilled at doing. You can do live streams, webinars, product demos, or how-to tutorials, instructional types, or infomercial explainy types. So why would this be effective? It will reinforce your credibility, definitely. If before your customers didn't really know how skilled you are in your field, now that you can share your expertise, mas may dating na yun sa kanila. At the same time, depending on your business, you can also find your niche community. And then when you have those content being posted, you can then gain more specific and direct client feedback. Because now you can really dissect better kasi the aspects of what you're teaching and what you're sharing with them. So I have an example sana there, Marv. And later on, mapalala. Sige.
Sige.
Effective journey. Do you still have ano, slide 26? Yung may screen caps sana nung case study ko about that. Nandun siya sa...
I'm not sure. I have to stop the presentation.
Ah, okay. Sige. Sige. Okay lang. Pangitin ko na.
Sige. Later na lang.
Yeah. So, this one, what I wanted to share was, maybe I can show the image later if you have time. There's a micro cinema. Or an independent.
You want to share your screen na lang?
Okay. Sige. Tingnan ko. Ooh, I haven't done that before. Hold on. How do I share my screen? Okay. I found the button. Is it sharing now?
Yeah, I'll turn it on once you've shared it.
Okay. Okay. Kamusta? Ano bang
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Wala eh.
This one.
Kaya.
Try one more time.
Kanta ka muna, H. Habang ano, H, kanta ka muna. Sige, later na lang siguro. If you want, you can share sa chat. Sa chat natin yung link. If there, link ba yun? Tapos I can just open my...
Yeah, screen capture sana. Hindi ko na siya nahabol pala. Okay, never mind. So, what I wanted to share was, okay, this is micro cinema, independent cinema show where people can go to watch indie films or even some mainstream films. It's called Cinema 76 Film Society. So people who are film fans here may be familiar with this. Before, kasi after every screening sa cinema nila, they would sometimes have live Q&A with the director. And ngayon, because they can't have any screenings, they are now moving that to a live stream sa Facebook na hashtag kwentuhan lang. And at the same time, so that's what I'm talking about na, share expertise in your field, na they can invite these directors to share. And then at the same time, they also have a partnership with Lockdown Cinema Club, who is an initiative by other filmmakers to raise funds for people in the film industry na nawalan ng trabaho. Mga no work, no pay rin. So, magandang campaign siya kasi one, it's great content for the theater, the filmmakers, and at the same time, meron pa siyang community aspect na fundraising rin siya. Na when you do go and watch the live stream, you give what you can, you donate, and it really also reinforces the sense of community pa rin, especially for filmmakers, for film people. Sama-sama pa rin tayo na kahit na yung hindi ka lang basta mag-donate for the sake. Meron ka pa rin makukuhang value na meron kang access sa live stream with this director. The director, by the way, the latest one that they have, his name is Gerald Darog. So for those familiar with the movie General Luna, siya yung director nun. So, that's upcoming April 8, today actually. Mamayang 7 p.m. Yeah. So, napapromo din ako, no? Napapromo din ako sa kanya. So, yan. One example. Okay, next. Alright, thank you. So, much like how corporations have stood the test of time, how big brands have lasted through the different eras, it's also important that your clients, your customers know your origin story, know your culture, because that's really how they can become more attached also. Na parang, lalo na yung mga negosyong we've been around for generations na in the family, even if neighborhood shop lang sila, natutuwa yung mga tao eh pag nalalaman nila yung history. Pag nakikita nila yung success story, very inspiring for them. So if there's anything like that, or rather, it doesn't have to be super dramatic naman din. Parang baka naman din kasi mapipressure yung mga small business owners natin na parang, ha, sobrang simple lang naman kung paano ako nagsimula. You don't know that, actually. For some people, that might already be inspiring for them. Na for you, baka humble ka lang talaga na baka isip mo, wala namang kwento dyan. Ba't ko naman, ba't naman maging interested yung customers ko na malaman nila kung anong origin story ng business ko. You should, you can just find out, and I feel like you really shouldn't underestimate it. And at the same time, again, it can clarify better what it is that you do, what it is that you stand for, saan ba nang gagaling, bakit ba ito yung mission, vision ng company mo, bakit ka ba susuportahan ng mga clients mo, ng mga customers mo. And I think most importantly, especially when they can relate to you and when they are more familiar with you, they can root for you. And that's really, really valuable. And I feel like that's definitely how you can gain their loyalty. Na pag naintindihan nila kung ano nang pinanggalingan mo, kung bakit ito yung mga prinsipyo mo sa negosyo and why you do services this way, it can definitely be a huge, huge factor on how they can always patronize you or like go be your patrons, patronize you tuloy. Parang iba ibig sabihin nun. be your patrons, be your loyal patrons. So there. So formats again, so that can be a company profile video lang. You can put a spotlight, again, human stories or employee-generated content. Hindi naman necessarily ikaw as a business owner. Pwede rin yung mga staff mo na matagal na sa'yo or the people behind the services that are actually more hands-on. And yeah, you can also do it na live streaming or vlogging. So there. Kahit yung everyday life, it can also already resonate with your clients. Then last, I think last na yung last category na. Here we go. Thank you. So being able to show off your social proof and impact. So even whether or not it's COVID season, COVID or pandemic season, this is applicable naman. Try to reach out to your loyal customers, your loyal clients, and you know, have a call with them if it's possible for them to record a quick clip of sharing a memorable experience they've had because of going to your business and availing of your service. If you know, you just ask nicely naman talaga if hindi lang comment na feedback. Kasi minsan, lalo na ngayon, maraming ding mga fake na nagko-comment lang for the sake lang na tumaas yung positive reviews noong page na yon. So, alam na yan ng mga tao na hindi, it's not easy to believe written testimonials anymore. That's the thing. A lot of those testimonials can also be paid, and some customers might already be smart enough or are already smart enough to know that. So it definitely amps up the authenticity, especially if it's video, you know, mas kapani-paniwala na siya sa mga tao. And mas ramdam mo rin yung feelings, yung iniisip ng client mo na yun. And then at the same time, because you're able to show the client's face or let them have their spotlight, mas kinikilig din yung mga tao sa ganyan. Alam mo yun, parang yung mga clients mo, kinikilig din sila na binibigyan mo rin sila ng time na to just share also what they're enjoying or a little bit about their lives or why they availed your services. So the community, again, it goes back to that. It becomes more visible and relatable. Specifically sa panahon ngayon, with a lot of community activities happening, this is also very, very crucial. And it's also something that we can maximize. Pwede natin ipakita kung ano ba yung outreach activities, ano ba yung donations, ano ba yung partnerships na ginagawa natin to help out. And that's, again, something that we can get inspiration from as content. So there.
Yeah. Yung sinabi mong mga kinikilig. Sana may sana may kinikilig ngayon sa pinapanood tayo.
Sorry. Diba?
Meron ba sa comments?
Wala. Ako, hindi ko alam, baka ako lang yun. No? Pero ako kasi, pag fan talaga ako ng isang negosyo din, or pag fan ako ng isang product or service, like really, when you're genuinely happy because of a service, it's good to be recognized, and it's good to share it with your family and friends. Na guys, promise, matutuwa kayo sa business na to, or matutuwa kayo sa product na to. You just want people's lives to be better. also. So there. And then yeah, I think okay naman yan. And then final tips. There we go. All right, final tips. Again, remember na hindi naman to short film, hindi naman to movie na ginagawa mo, na hindi lang dapat yung quality ng, huwag kang ma-stuck or huwag kang ma-fixate, huwag kang ma-conscious na dapat super polished or super leanest ng video product mo. Kasi ang importante, how does it align to your whole marketing process? How does it play into your whole campaign? Because of course, it's not just video you're going to do. You're still going to do other formats like photo, text, email, commenting, other things are still going on. So how does it fit? You know, how does it fit the whole campaign? And then, yeah, like what I just mentioned, how do you incorporate it? So for example, if you're doing email marketing, link mo na rin agad, maglagay ka na rin ng screen cap, or post ka na rin ng stills from that video to hype people up, or even after the video has aired, like, you know, what other aspects can you repurpose to other formats and you can maximize pa. So, ang yun yung maganda ngayon eh, pwedeng kumuha ka lang ng, halimbawa, 20-minute, halimbawa ganito, 1 hour yung webinar. You can get maybe 3 minutes, another edit, so additional content yun. Pwede rin itong slide na to mismo, pwede mo rin siyang going part ng isang PDF or what. So there's many ways that you can maximize from just producing one video. Yung client testimonial video, that can be a photo na screen cap mo, tapos kahit one line lang, lagay mo siya sa side. So there's so many ways that you can repurpose it once you have it and incorporate it with other strategies. And then again, I also mentioned this last week, start with recording as much as you can everyday life, the everyday wins and losses. So I feel like even if you don't really know how to use it now, the fact that you have it can be used in the future. Kapag mas makakaisip ka na. Kasi nga, for some people, it may be too much of an emotional time right now, and the most that they can do is just document, write it, or record it. Okay lang yan. Magagamit din natin yan. And then, speaking of that, because when you're recording also, dun mo rin, halimbawa, na sinasabi ko kanina, no? Revealing your character, revealing what your business or brand stands for. Especially when you're recording it, maybe in that process, you can understand your business better. Especially in this crisis, even in general, psychologically speaking, as people, we've come to understand ourselves better in this time of isolation. In this time that there is so much opportunity for us to do serious reflection. So it's kind of like how journaling helps. So same thing. Every day na nagsistruggle ka sa business mo, na nag-iisip ka ng paraan, paano ba kami makakaraos, how are we going to survive this, record mo lang yun, record mo yung struggle mo. Record mo yung mga employees mo, yung staff mo. Kasi dun mo makita yung boses. Dun mo mahahanap yung boses ng business mo. Doon mo mas maintindihan yung brand mo na parang, hindi lang siya basta for the sake lang na may mission vision. Hindi lang siya arte. Hindi lang siya lines mo. Mas maisa sa puso mo na siya. Or ma-adjust mo siya to what actually your vision and mission really is. And you might really be able to grow from there. And then finally, again, let's not forget, aligned with the whole marketing process, you connect your video with the next step, right? So, after your clients or your customers watch it, you know, what would you like them to do? Would you like them to contact you, to book now, to message you? So always have the next step ready. So parang ano lang yan eh. Parang art of ligaw ulit eh. Na pag nag-text ka naman, gusto mo para may follow-up, alam mo may susunod yung conversation na yun, or may mararating. So that's my last reminder. How does it connect? What would you like them to do? So there, yeah. And then last slide. There we go. There was another, yeah, I found this in an Inquirer article about how the small businesses are fighting. And it also truly inspired me. And I would like to share with everyone something that Enrique Soriano, a family business advisor, said, which is this. many people are continuing to rely on your brand. And how did you start your business with nothing? You've been through so many struggles already. So just do that again and start with a beginner's mind. So we forget that for all of entrepreneurs naman, for all of business owners, sa simula naman, ganun din eh. Sobrang lost tayo. Sobrang nangangapa tayo na ano bang uunahin natin. San ba tayo mahina? San tayo magaling? So let's go back to that mindset para din na hindi tayo ganun ma-pressure, I guess, para mas makaisip tayo ng malinaw na this is okay. It's a restart for everyone naman. It's a chance for everyone to really see things in a new light, to see things or think of ways that they hadn't thought of before. Well, hindi naman natin kailangan ma-stop na pipilitin natin ipagpatuloy yung business natin the way that we've been doing it the past months or year prior to the peak of the pandemic. We can look at it in a way that, okay, this is a new era talaga. And because this is a new era, I have to think about it really with fresh eyes, with a fresh mind, and less pressure on myself. Okay lang magkamali. Okay lang na we're still figuring it out. Because that's really I feel like a great, you know, survival mindset to have. So there. Tapos na ba ako? Ayun. Ayun.
All right. So yeah, thank you very much, Rona. Napaka, especially yung message mo, no, na lahat tayo parang back, well, a lot of us back to zero. So hindi lang naman ikaw, parang so pantay-pantay tayo. So it's people who will really adjust, will thrive in this, after this season. So any follow-up questions? So sinabi mo, H, kanina yung question mo for Rona. Rephrase.
yung conscious, yung pagiging conscious, right?
Yeah, because most of the time people are scared of, you know, going live or taking videos of themselves. Kasi nga, di ba, parang medyo conscious ko na sa mga sinasabi or dun sa overall look. Kasi alam mo naman, minsan, ang mga tao, judges.
Sorry. Sorry, medyo nagbe-break up yung audio mo. Pero I think nakuha naman Rona yung question.
I think
parang
I got
robot.
may sound effect lang bigla. Yeah, okay. So for people who are conscious, I know it's strange to talk to a camera lang, no, for most people, or a laptop. So I think the most practical way is really just thinking of it na you're just sending it to a friend. You're just sending it to a family member or somebody you're comfortable with na tingin ko in terms of like psychologically making yourself comfortable. Yun lang naman talaga eh. Of course, simple things like whatever you feel like is your visual best self. Like power dressing, I guess. Kumbaga. Parang if that's something, especially for women, it really helps. Especially when you're at home and lagi ka nang naka-pajamas. So if it's something like just, you know, looking nice that day or finding a new angle in your house that you haven't used before, little things like that. Or at the very least, huwag ka na lang mag-focus sa sarili mo. Mag-focus ka na lang na kung ano mang sasabihin mo, makatulong kasi sa iba. Or kung ano mang sasabihin mo na may isi-share mo sa iba, they're gonna be able to get something out of it naman. Or just start with, you know, just start with a video call with your friends, like a group call. Tapos hindi mo alam na binabroadcast na pala. E di nakalimutan mo na conscious ka. Ayun. Yun lang.
Yun. So, I appreciate the tips. Actually, meron ako narinig din kay Shoden na parang meron kasi kaming similar client. So, sabi niya, maglagay daw ng parang picture, parang printed picture just to like have a projection. So that also helps. So anyway, guys, I have to go. It was such an awesome experience learning about video and, you know, getting to know about the tips on how to adjust and adapt to the current situation. But guys, they will be staying here. So please, please continue to watch. And we'd also like to invite you to the next session. please join us again. And ayun, tomorrow, Days, Rona. Bye-bye. Thank See you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Before si Days may, I think may i-wrap up rin din siya. May i-wrap up siya. Yeah. Yung question ko from your presentation, let's say I'm totally new, wala pa akong video. What would be the a good first video? Yung sinabi mo kanina, examples mo, social proof, yung origin story. What would you suggest? Especially for service-based businesses.
For service-based, start with the why. Why did you start this business? Or I think origins is a safe starting point. Or like, especially if you don't have it, it's very basic for companies to have a company profile video. That's the number one. Something to just overview lang, konting history lang, konting principles or vision mo lang as a company. And then your services, and definitely, definitely what makes you stand out or what's your exclusive value. Or in other terms, what's your competitive advantage? What makes you stick out of the other options that they could have? Definitely number one.
All right. Thank you. So, yeah, go ahead. Thanks.
Yeah, so I'll share my screen na lang na, Marks, and then stop it.
Sure, sure.
So this is really just a quick wrap up, I think, because Marvs and Rona have really dive into the nitty-gritty. That's along from personal experience, and this is actually what I've been telling people who reach out to me, that for our listeners, you can do this on your own as well. So parang more condensed version lang siya. Just quickly to summarize. So here are the four steps. I call them four-step audit, and I actually learned this from Molly Pittman. Chiniko lang ng ante. Pero basically, in line with the recent events, before you even put out any marketing or advertising out there, just be aware, like have that level of awareness that now you know and you are not marketing in the same world a month ago. Kasi how you were probably approaching your marketing strategy last month or even the last, basically before this end of, is totally different now. So just have that level of awareness as well with how you approach your marketing efforts. And the very first step that I'd like you to consider, prior to that pala, is in line with that, context is more important than ever before. Meaning, like, where you're coming from and how is it going to be perceived by your audience or your target market? And here are the four steps that I suggest. First, again, you're going to ask yourself with the service that you're offering right now, since we're talking about service-based businesses, can you still sell your services, like, right now in this situation? If yes, then good. Next step would be step two. But then if not, is there something new that you could offer your audience or your market? Parang ito yung you pivot or you adjust. So answer this question. Second would be your avatar, meaning your target audience, the people that you are serving. Think how your avatars are affected by the current situation that we are in. And can you still target the same avatars? If not, then there might be, you know, possible new avatars that, you know, came about because of this situation. So also think through this. Third step or audit that I usually ask them is, what's your hook? Hook meaning, what is the thing that you say to your audience to make them do the action that you want them to take? For example, to buy the service or to go to this, attend this event. So are the hooks that you are using in your marketing right now still applicable to your avatar's life right now? Again, lagging in context. And right now, not just with the corona virus that we're having right now, pero even after all this has passed, like, okay, na ulit, like we have surpassed this. Again, the question still applies. So is the hook you're using still applicable to your avatar's life? If not, then meron bang bagong hooks na pwede niyong gamitin? And I'll go into the samples in a bit. And then fourth is yung channels, meaning yung places where you market and promote your services. Are you still able to use the same channels as before for communications, for your sales, or even for your fulfillments, service-based nga tayo? Or maybe because of where we are right now, there are opportunities for you to add new channels. So those are a few things that, you know, is like maybe a lot, 20 to 25 minutes, go through and answer them. You can come up with an actual audit of where you are in your business right now. Now, I've read and have been listening to a lot of podcasts as well, and you say that right now is actually the time, the best time to invest in advertising for your business, like meaning PPC man yan or pay-per-click or Facebook ads, especially Facebook ads, like it's at its lowest now since, I don't know, 2016 ba yun, like yung early start. But yeah, so why would you even wanna do some ads? If hindi talaga ma-sell or like your service right now is really talagang naapektuhan, then you can still do ads. But then the approach you're coming from is more brand awareness, like making people become more aware about your brand. And you do that, like yung shinare ni Rona kanina, not so much about, you know, being too salesy or pushy, but more on coming from a place of empathy. Like you are feeling empathic with what your target audience are experiencing right now. Kasi these are crucial times in a sense. Now, whatever you do with your marketing, tatatak sa tao. So that's why I like yung shinare ni Rona, na come from a place of empathy and awareness. And then also, syempre, the more the people know more about your brand, then it will help with your list building efforts then. In cases lang na talagang there's no way for you to pivot or even create a new service from the current service that you're offering right now. So, real life example, because for me, I have a flower shop. My husband has a basketball camp in a league. So, in flower shop ko, I'll be honest, I bossed it. Wala ko sa mental space to even come up with content with it. But now, I know the next thing, step that I need to do. But basically, with advertising, like with the budget that you have for it, if you even are considering like putting a halt or a stop to it, they say that it's a huge mistake on your part kasi parang masasayang all the efforts that you put into place just to become a known figure or brand in your space. So maybe it's not about cutting your budget. It's more of like refocusing where you allot your budget. So maybe not for ads, for just brand awareness, or so for flowers, just more on, you know, just replaying the videos that we have from previous customers that we delivered, so that once this is done, it's really a moment to be celebrated for. So at least we build that audience, that people, through our consistent, empathic, and relevant content. And once now we've surpassed this pandemic that we're in, people are in a celebratory mood, so they're more likely to buy. Like with the camp naman and the league ng husband ko, basketball, very physical, diba? As in talagang kamusta ang social distancing doon. So what he did, i-play ko na lang next. So kasi ang avatar namin, initially dalawa. Una is talaga the parents, because the parents ultimately make the decision kasi they're the ones paying for the fee, for the camp. But then, because nga may lockdown, these are teenagers. And teenagers, very bored na ngayon sa bahay. And ano ba ang usually na, so we, kasi friends lahat ni ng husband ko siya kasi yung head coach, nakikita niya nag-TikTok and stuff. So he made them do like a TikTok dance. And then isa-isa, and then nakalagay yung number nila, ano yung position nila. And then just like sort of edited that and made that one whole video. Para meron pa rin sense na there's activity going on, there's a sense of pride na they're part of this camp na kahit, maka-lockdown, meron siya nagagawa. And dun sa campsite na may mga lessons, my husband delivers it via videos na lang. So he will make my son do the demo, and then he will send it to the GC per level, and then they will submit the assignments. So at least merong, kumaga hindi naging stagnant, hindi na-pause yung programs, continuous lang, nag-iba lang ng channel. So that's an example that we did. And then just going back sa mga real estate, syempre hindi makapag-shipping and stuff. That's why very patok ngayon yung virtual tours, diba? And for galleries, like, and even yung mga nag-tutor, you can't really go into a museum right now because of the lockdown and hindi na naman siyang essential service. And yung mga nag-tutor din in person. So one way that you could adjust to that, just to pivot in a sense, is, like the galleries do a virtual tour and with tutoring. I have a friend who just reached out to the parents, offered online tutorials. And then from there, she even offered free kasi nga she's aware, yung empathy na okay, people's income are affected, so I'll offer this for free. But then she's consistently providing value. Word of mouth and parents, hey, si teacher ganto, she's offering this for free. But then, when this is all over, who do you think those parents will most likely go to continue the tutoring of their child? Siyempre the one that provided value from the get-go, diba? So those are just a few suggestions and real-life examples that people who probably are listening may chance upon these industries that you can try. And I think just to summarize, this empathy first. It's not always about selling naman. Maybe it's just really a time that you show that your brand cares, that you as a brand cares, and people will resonate more with that, to gain more followers with that, and people will gain, like, to gain people's trust. And then once this is all over, you know, you have that following. If you can invest on ads, do so. But then just be mindful and aware of the context of your message. And then, yeah, lastly, so if I put it in a formula, just whatever your service is, just add in the context of, like, its relevance to where your avatar is right now, and give them a reason to act now, and that's going to be your offer. So, ayun lang, Marge, that's my summary for the talk. Thank you.
I like the formula in the end. Thank you so much. All right.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. So I think we're running out of time. Anyway, if there are questions, pa, we'll just answer sa comments. So yeah, before we say goodbye, siguro since last ka days, can you tell how people can reach out to you, and how can they or anything to promote?
Yes, well, thank you. You can just follow me on my page, Daisy Work with Dazzo. I share there about systems and online business management and homeschooling. And then I do have a group that I created, yung Side Hustle PH. It's for our fellow kababayans na are stuck at home, na apektahan yung income because of the work, and they now realize the power of the digital marketing, of the online space, na they can start earning from home, even kahit to start a side hustle lang through online jobs.
Great.
All right. So, paki-share na lang yung links na sa ating sa comment box. Rona, anything to promote? Or yeah, how can they reach out?
You can find us on Facebook, Sine de Oro. That's with an S, S-I-N-E de Oro. You can also email hello@sinedeoro.com. And especially now, we're going to be offering free consultations for small businesses. So if you'd like to get on a video call with me and just explore ideas, no strings attached. We're very much enthusiastic to help everybody, you know, still stuck, or para lang may makausap kayo sa mga ideas niyo nang pwede niyo gawin for video. There. So, very exclusive yan. So, take advantage of that. Habang may time pa tayo, usap na tayo, habang nasa bahay lang din kayo. Gusto niyo na video producer na makatulong with ideas. Yeah,
yes.
There we go.
Yeah, please share na lang the links later. Sure. All right. So, ako naman. So, thank you guys for joining us again for another episode of COVID Break and Freelance Blend. So, I'd like to invite you guys, if you want more of these sessions, so part one pa lang yan ng marketing. Napakalaking topic ang marketing.
Yeah.
So, we'll have more in the coming weeks. Mahaba-haba pa yung ating break. So, just join our group, please, to support small businesses. Go to samahangroup.org. It takes you to the Facebook group of Samahan Group. And for the Freelance Blend podcast, just go to freelanceblend.com. Please subscribe to the podcast. Okay, so thank you. So, yeah, thanks, guys.
See you
again
next
week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Freelance Blend podcast. For more details about the show and our thriving freelancer community, please visit us at www.freelanceblend.com.